Do you ever watch Shark Tank and watch the sharks bid their own money? Hundreds of thousands of dollars on various companies. Well, how many of these companies really make it? Do people really put their own hands in the pockets? Barbara Corcoran, one of the sharks, is coming to visit on Let Me Tell You, our original podcast, part of the OG Podcast Network. Join Joan Hamburg and friends. Welcome to our original podcast, Let Me Tell You, part of the OG Podcast Network. And we just talk to the most interesting people and share our adventures with you. In fact, my daughter, who's a real New Yorker and goes everywhere, she hadn't been to the Neue Gallery. NEUE, 1048 Fifth Avenue at 86th Street. That's Ronald Lauder's gallery. Austrian art. Right now they have Austrian masterworks, and it's quite incredible. They have Gustav Klimt, they have Alfred Kuban, some terrific things, and self-portraits too. I had also mentioned on our regular show, which airs Saturday at 1 o'clock, if you can get in, well, I'm a member, so I can make a reservation at the Cafe Sabarsky, but otherwise, you can, if you're willing to wait online. It's first come, first served. Delicious Viennese cafe and restaurant, schnitzels and sausage and goulashes and yummy desserts, Sauerkraut, Linsertort, all the great things. If you've ever been to Vienna, yummy things. So I did want to mention that. I just love going there. And by the way, the Tonys are coming up the end of the first week in June, and we get a lot of calls on theater tickets, on discount tickets. I have to tell you, when you order through Ticketron, which is fine, a great resource, but you pay service charges on all that stuff. So I always say, if you can go to the box office, that's a great idea. If you can't, todaystix.com, todaytix, is an app that allows you to buy last-minute Broadway tickets, last look, over 50 shows. You can do it for the same day, which is an advantage over the tickets booth, or up to 30-plus days in advance, and the savings on tickets are up to 50%. So that's really good. The tickets booth is great. It's at Times Square, with two other satellite locations at the South Street Seaport, which, if you haven't been, is totally restored and fun, and tickets Lincoln Center. Just go to www.tdf.org, up to 50%. And, by the way, you can find out what's available by downloading their free tickets app on your smartphone or by going to their website, tdf.org/TKTSLive. There are a lot of websites that offer discount codes, and a lot of people use them. Sometimes you can just bring that to the box office and save on some of the service fees. BroadwayBox.com, Playbill.com, and TheaterMania.com. So keep them. It really comes in handy. And when my relatives were here from Argentina, I gave them these apps. You cannot believe they got tickets to anything, not Hamilton, but to almost anything they wanted at 50% and decent seats. And don't forget Shakespeare in the Park. It's free. It's fantastic. The first show is Much Ado. May 21st, go to publictheater.org. This is a great treasure in New York City, and you can go right on, and they'll tell you how you get them. You can also, if you don't want to wait on the line, you can go to the Public Theater. They issue a limited number of vouchers for that night's performance, or a lottery. And that theater is at 425 Lafayette Street. So if you want to be a sport, make a tax-deduction contribution of $500 or more, you can have reserved seats. And people love that. Anyway, we've got such a great show, so I don't want to take up too much more of your time. You know who's on? Who's on our podcast? Barbara Corcoran. And you've seen her on Shark Tank. She's a fascinating woman. I knew her when she was in real estate. She was the Corcoran Real Estate Company, sold it for a bloody fortune, but went on and has recreated herself. She's an amazing person. Lots of fun to listen to. So join the party straight ahead on Let Me Tell You, Joan Hamburg here. And welcome to the Joan Hamburg Show. A special treat today, Barbara Corcoran just celebrated her birthday, founder of the Corcoran Group, a shark on ABC Shark Tank, a podcast that is quite fabulous called Business Unusual with Barbara Corcoran. And I can't even tell you all the myriad of things that Barbara does. When I first met her, it was real estate, and she was just getting ready to sell her business. And, you know, Barbara, happy birthday. I'm so glad to talk to you.
I'm surprised I'm alive, Joan. I haven't spoken to you that long.
I never had a doubt that you would be here. And I remember years and years ago, we were talking about something, and you said, you know, I think my next step, you had just sold your business, is I'm going to do radio and TV.
And you probably thought I was crazy. I probably thought I was crazy, and I was crazy.
Well, you weren't crazy, but I thought it was even you with your huge success. I said to you, I remember, it's a little unrealistic.
Oh, my God, you remember, that doesn't sound like you, Joan.
Let's talk about what you want to do. And next thing I know,
my gosh,
it was fantastic. You started doing pieces on all the major TV shows, and then Shark Tank, which...
Shark Tank was a lucky break. You know that. Those things happen in life.
Well, they do, but a lot of people don't recognize luck. And you said, hello, here I am.
Actually, when I got Shark Tank, they hired me. I signed a contract, sent it back like overnight without reading it. I knew I wasn't going to change a thing. They probably had millions of people who wanted the spot. And then I got a call a week before I was supposed to fly out to Hollywood.
Wow.
Saying they had changed their mind. And they had hired a different babe for the lone female seat. And I'm like, what? I can't believe my bad luck.
I don't remember that. So what happened?
Well, I sent a, first of all, I cried in my soup for about a minute, like, how could this be? You know, whenever you get rejected, it's like
a
kick in the ass
it.
Or the gut. We hate it. But then I sat down and I wrote probably the best short email I've ever written in my life to Mark Burnett, who owned the show, telling him he had made a mistake and why. And he invited me out to compete for the one seat, which was my suggestion. I won it, thank God. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had those last 10 great years, you know, in so many ways.
Fantastic. And you had the instinct. You know, a lot of people, if they were told the concept of Shark Tank, would think, how is this going to work? You know, where are they going to find these people? Who's going to put up millions of dollars as investment? And yet it hit a responsive chord, and no one has been able to duplicate it.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of imitators, but I'm hoping none of them succeed. It's not a terrible way to feel about competitors.
It's
but
true.
I've been that way.
You tell the
but,
truth.
Know, when they called, I thought it was a fishing show. I'm like, Shark Tank, I don't fish. who would know what it was going to be, right?
And there it is. And an enormous success. And, you know, it's so interesting because it follows your own story. When I first met you years and years ago, real estate, you were saying, you know, I was the worst student in the whole world. I hated school. No one really cared. And yet, I borrowed money. I was a waitress. And I started a real estate company. Again, people thought it was a joke.
No, I don't know if people laughed. I think I was so busy working my ass off that I didn't even care what people thought. I just knew I had the $1,000. How long could I stretch it?
You borrowed
it.
And
let's see where I went with it. Yeah, of course, but for my boyfriend. I was a sexy little girl. He stole that $1,000 right out.
Come on, you're still a sexy babe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen photos of me lately.
I've seen you on that show. You are a hot mama, honey.
All right, baby. You're my type, too.
So, of course, Shark Tank takes off, but as did Corcoran Real Estate take off, this had to be a different kind of thrill.
Mm-hmm. A totally different and one with a lot less control. For me, it's almost like playing business, the TV world. It's like, yeah, you don't know what's coming in, how people are going to respond. You don't have control of content in any way, how you edit it, how you look. You do the best you can on all fronts. But with real estate, I was in charge. I didn't have a boss. I have a boss now. The producer, ultimately, is always in charge.
Right.
And it's vastly different. But I'm doing the same thing in one regard. I choose good people. And that's what my gift was at the Corcoran Group. I could spot a winner and smell a person a mile away. And that's what I do on Shark Tank. I forget about the business model. It sounds fancy, and I ask the usual questions that you have to ask. But it's all about who you're putting your money on. You know, do I have a winner here who's going to bring it in, or do I have someone who's going to give up somewhere along the way? And that's 90% of everybody out there gives up somewhere along the way.
Right. And you invested in what, over 80 businesses so far?
You know, I've stopped counting, but somewhere around there, yeah, less than 100, or maybe close to 100, but somewhere in there. And the real question is, how many have been successful?
Right.
And of those, I would say maybe 20% are hugely successful, another 20% okay, and all the rest still in business because they're afraid of quitting, and they really have no business. And so it's so I get a whole a bunch of different people, different types, but it always comes down to the individual's ability to get past the hard stuff, and that always comes. Even if you discover it on Shark Tank and you get a couple of $1 million in sales within the first week, it often goes to someone's head. They think, I'm a somebody.
I'm done, right.
Oh, no.
I'm a star.
If something goes wrong, then we'll see if you're a somebody, you know, and that really separates the men from the boys when something really goes wrong and who you blame or who did, you know, what do you do about it, yeah.
Right, and at what stage, as an investor, if you look at the company after a year, and I don't know how long you figured it takes to sort of get legs if it doesn't have it already, at what point do you, if you feel it isn't going to work, get out, or do you hang in?
Well, I always hang in because my money's already in, you have
right.
to remember, so there's
right.
no way to pull the money back out.
Uh-huh.
But the real commitment is your time and your energy that you put into whatever you're working on, right? And so I always know who's a loser because I have one thing that I've learned over the years of what to pay attention to. And that is, after all the glory of Shark Tank, everybody, it's like your
right.
entrepreneur has been found, you know, and everybody's ordering. Something always goes wrong, whether it be the configuration of the cake they're making at the new modern bakery because you're doing 10,000 cakes a month instead of six a year is off. Or the guy who promised the new model didn't come through, or there's a fault in the production. Something big always goes wrong, and everyone in my office knows that's the time when I need to have an immediate conversation with that entrepreneur. What I'm trying to do is help them get over it. But what I'm really having is my secret agenda of listening to how they deal with it. And the minute I hear a victim who blames it, but the guy promised, but the
right.
any note of that, I immediately go over to my wall of, I have hundreds of photos on my wall of my entrepreneur investors, investments, the people, and I turn them upside down. I don't spend any more time with them. I'll return calls, but they'll never succeed because if you can't take the full responsibility, I've learned with all these kids that, and some are older people too, if they don't take it in the chin, take the responsibility, hop right on it, they're never going to make it. So I learned really fast, usually 6 to 8 months into the deal. I know who I should drop. I don't always know who my winners are, mm-hmm. but I always know who I should drop right away. And that's what I do. I stay true to that because I can only spread myself so thin.
I'm talking to Barbara Corcoran, who founded the Corcoran Group, the big real estate company, sold it, and became a shark on one of the most popular television shows of all time, ABC's Shark Tank. And now Barbara not only lectures all over the country, but she has a very successful podcast called Business Unusual. So what people are curious about, you find something, you put your money in it, everyone's celebrating, exciting, and then those of us sitting at home, sort of like Antique Roadshow, say, hey, I can do that. Let me get my idea.
So, it's so true.
Do you have an office now with people who help you with these ventures that you invest in? It isn't a solitary thing.
Oh, no, you couldn't possibly do the work. First of all, you're managing a lot of inflow of money in and out.
Right.
You had a lot of legal pieces to it, a lot of even lawsuits against imitators that breach patents.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a business. It's a business like everything else. So I think of it as almost an investment company, but I don't know if I'd call it that.
Well, but sort of.
My money's scattered throughout all these people, and uh-huh. somebody's got to monitor it. And more importantly, the people need access. When it's important that they have access, not just let me have a chat with Barbara this week. I couldn't possibly keep up, but I definitely have a phenomenal staff that knows exactly when I should jump in mm-hmm. on stuff, and that's what they do. I jump in when they tell me to jump.
Barbara Corcoran, do you find that your life has changed a lot now that you are always very successful, but now you're on television, so people will stop you on the street. They feel like they know you. Has it changed? Is it very pressured?
It's changed. That has been the largest change between running a real estate company in New York City, where I was known as a real estate lady, of course, because I was good at publicity, mm-hmm. and being on national TV. It changes everything. But what it changes more than anything else is your privacy. You basically don't have a private life unless you are at home in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then sooner or later, somebody has your apartment phone number. I don't know how that happens, but they're calling you on your phone.
Yeah.
Or leaving business pitches with your doorman, because I live here in New York City. So you give up your privacy. But you know what the real danger to this notoriety that TV brings people is? You could really lose your sense of self. Even your friends start treating you differently. You're more important somehow, but it's a phony importance that really has nothing to do with reality. Really, it's notoriety, which is such a phony baloney thing. So I think the real struggle always for me, or was certainly, and I keep my eye on it, is staying who you are, staying genuine. And that's hard to do when people are expecting you to be more than genuine. They want you to be whoever that person is they assign to you in their mind's eye. But people, it's amazing to me how lovely people are. I never, ever go through a day without having 50 people tell me they love me. That's not a bad message. I've traveled with Kevin O'Leary through an airport, and they tell him, we hated you. I don't know how he weathers it. Yeah.
He likes it. He's built that persona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's really a lovely guy, so
I'm
you would
sure.
think he'd be bothered by it. But he loves it. But I couldn't weather that at all. But I have people, like, smiling. And without these people, I wouldn't have the success. I realize they're my customers right there that I'm truly thankful to. But it can wear you out. You get overdone sometimes. You just get worn out.
Well,
you know?
Burn out. And basically, you're dealing with a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of would-be. I'm sure everyone wants advice. And
every cab driver does.
Well, I bet.
I can guarantee that.
But, you know, you think today in this world that kids need an MBA, or what does it take today?
Well, I think most of the MBAs are a total waste of time and money, because I think if you're going to use it to get a job at a big bank with that credential and manage people's money, it makes sense. But so far as going for a lot of education to learn how to be an entrepreneur, I have a hard time not laughing at it, honestly. Because you can't learn a thing, really, that's meaningful in a classroom, no matter who the lecturers are. You learn lessons, I guess. But you have to be out in the street, like playing in the traffic, as people say. You have to. The only thing you ever learn building a business, and you know you've built your business, is doing it. Actually doing it. It's like 101. Get in there and do
right.
it. That's when you learn how to do it. So all this higher education emphasis, I love the idea that it makes people feel empowered to be entrepreneurs, but so few of the people with entrepreneur degrees ever use them, because they're not intending to jump off and take a risk. They're learning about it instead.
No, it's really true. I wrote my thesis on American architecture. I think,
did
well,
you really?
I had a good time, but, you know, has nothing to do with anything that I do, Barbara Corcoran. So everything you do with the hard work seems to work. Is there some unfulfilled wish on your birthday, something that you want to do that you haven't done? You're a television star. You're a real estate guru, a mom. You run it all. What's left?
Well, I'd like to have a few grandchildren, of course.
Well, hold on. You've got time.
I've got, well, how much time do I have? I just turned 70. I'm watching that clock like a doggedly watching that clock. Come on.
70.
I want to have grandchildren when I can get on my knees and play with them.
Well, that, now there you're asking a lot.
I know.
Getting on your knees, forget. You can still play with them. But 70 is the new 40.
It's not true.
Come on.
No way, Jose.
You look good. I'm telling you, I like your hair, too. Very chic.
Are you hitting on me, Joan Hammer? I am shocked. And I'm interested.
Barbara Corcoran, who you can see on Shark Tank, you can listen. Go right to her podcast, too, which is great. You're going to learn a lot. It's called Business Unusual. How are all the kiddies?
My kids are great so far. You know, I've gotten easy kids, thank God. I think because I work hard, God gave me a break on the children front. My son's 24, just got married.
I can't believe it.
My daughter's 13. Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens when you turn your back. They grow up on you.
That's right. Got married. Yeah. He's just a baby.
I think so, but he's an old soul, always was. He seems like he's 40 to me somehow.
Well, he's great, and so are you. Thank you, dear Barbara. Many more happy birthdays and
Joan, you made my birthday calling me, really. I'm so happy to connect with you, truly. I admire you, as you know.
We'll talk soon. I'm Joan Hamburg for ABC, talking to the one and only Barbara Corcoran. Stay tuned.